Secondly, I spoke to Harriet myself.
Yeah.
And she told me that she sent you a cease and desist.
I still have not received it. And he goes, the one Harriet sent you. And I said, I don't have a cease and desist. And this was like on May 4th. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, I have it. And so he sent it to me. And that's how I received it.
On this episode of Weekend Update, we'll get to the bottom of this whole endorsement, non-endorsement controversy. Here we go. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to another spectacular installment of Weekend Update. From very high above all the puerile and pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Saturday, and thank God that it is. And to tell you the truth, I absolutely love Saturdays. I don't really have to get up all that early. Generally speaking, the only thing on my agenda is to finish Weekend Update and then go get on my motorcycle. For most people, it's kind of a low-stress relaxation day. That is, of course, unless you're running for office, in which case Saturday should be a pretty busy day for you since you should be out knocking on every door that you can find. And as we all know, the public office filing period in Wyoming is now open. I guess what I'm trying to say is, let the games begin! While it's true that we won't officially know who's running where until May 31st, there are some races that have been going for quite some time. And we kind of live in a place where there are some races that just never end. Donald Trump, for example, has been running for president for the last 4 years. Rightfully so, I might add. And then there's the race for our U.S. Senate seat. That one has been going since last August, which, by the way, I don't think that that's all that unusual. When Harriet Hageman was running for the United States House of Representatives, those of us in the know knew about a year ahead of time that Harriet was going to enter the race. And I might add, if you're going to run for any state-level office or higher, you need to be planning at least a year, maybe two, in advance. It's pretty obvious when you see a candidate that has just decided out of the blue to run for an office, not very organized, not a lot of campaign infrastructure in place. Websites that are, shall we say, not really all that informative. There's a couple of good examples of that down in Laramie County. Democrats who have decided that it's a heck of a lot easier to get elected if they're not Democrats. So they've decided to run for the Republican nomination for their respective House district. A quick look at their website, and you can figure that out pretty easily. Vague platitudes that lead one to believe that they don't have any idea what a Republican is, and they're just counting on the constituency of their counties to not know either. I'll have more about these two jokers in an upcoming episode. Mr. Lear and Mr. Filer are going to make for a pretty interesting episode, or at least a pretty entertaining one. One thing about our Secretary of State's office is that it's pretty easy to get the information that you want, information that Mr. Lear and Mr. Filer probably should have got their hands on before I did. Anyway, it'll be a heck of a lot of fun, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. A couple of program notes before we get to the very red meat of today's program. You definitely don't want to miss Wednesday's installment of the podcast. I've got an incredible interview with Harmeet Dhillon. If you're not familiar with her, she was the attorney principally responsible for keeping President Trump on the Colorado ballot, and she's the person that ran against Ronna McDaniel for the chair of the Republican National Committee. It's a fairly in-depth interview, And Ms. Dillon was gracious enough to give me 30 minutes of her time. And so we're going to do that on Wednesday's installment of Cowboy State Politics. And on Monday's edition of the show, I have a great interview with Park County Representative Rachel Rodriguez Williams. She's running for her third term in the Wyoming House of Representatives, and this year she has a Republican opponent. So we'll talk to her on Monday. But for today's edition of Weekend Update, we're going to get to the bottom of this whole Reed Raisner endorsement, non-endorsement controversy thing. The Cowpie, the Cowboy State Daily, reported that this whole thing got started with a post of a picture featuring Harriet Hegeman, Teents Wilford, and Reed Raisner. Actually, there were a couple of different posts, but one of them said, quote, "Hang on, Harriet, I'm on my way. The Wyoming Congressional Delegation 2024 is getting stronger. The establishment doesn't stand a chance in hell," end quote. And then there was another version of it that said, quote, "Honoring Teents Wilford in Saratoga this weekend was amazing. It was an honor to give a speech. Harriet showed up too. The Wyoming delegation to Washington, D.C. is getting stronger. 2024, the establishment cannot hide. Hang on, Harriet, I'm on my way. Vote Raisner 2024, end quote. When the Hegeman campaign got wind of these Facebook posts, they fired off an email, a rather nice email, I might add, to Raisner for Wyoming, asking that he remove the posts from social media. That email, which was published by the Cowboy State Daily, reads, and I quote, "Hi, Mr. Raisner. I'm reaching out about a couple of recent Facebook posts that have been brought to my attention. Your posts suggest that you have been endorsed by Congresswoman Hegeman, which is not the case. I ask that you take these down and end your promotion of them. Please let me know when once they are down. If you have any questions, give me a call." End quote. A copy of that email is available on the show content page at cowboystatepolitics.com. And while we're on the subject, you can find just about everything I'm talking about on the website. Anyhow, as is typical in these sorts of situations, the very first thing you see when somebody disagrees with something you've written, a post that you've made, something that you've said, is you get a nice email that says, "Hey, I don't particularly like what you put out. Would you please take it down?" That request was made on February 5th. Now remember what the date is today. It's May 18th. And to date, the majority of these posts are still up on his Facebook page. Now we all know that most people only read the headlines. Rarely can you get somebody to actually click the drop-down thing and read the full post on just about anything. On average, the attention span of just about anybody is 20 to 30 seconds. So headlines matter. And when it comes to pictures, well, those are worth 1,000 words. And from those pictures in the Reed Raisner posts and from the wording above, you, just like the Hegeman for Wyoming campaign, could infer that that meant that there was an endorsement in place, when in fact there wasn't. Back on May 6th, I talked about this in an episode of Cowboy State Politics entitled "Endorsements and Non-Endorsements." Here's what I said. In politics, perception is everything. The reason those posts were made by the Raisner campaign was to lead people to believe that different and various endorsements had been given, when in fact, they have not. Admittedly, that's just my interpretation of things. But I think that it's a pretty accurate one, considering that Harriet Hegeman's campaign had the exact same impression of those posts. Our pal Joey Correnti was actually at the Teents Wilford event down in Saratoga in February. Last night, we sat down and talked about this, and I'll bring that to you in just a second. But first, an absolutely outrageous profit timeout. Weekend Update is brought to you by Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. Are you the person that's figured out that it's really not good for you to live in communist California, and so you've decided to move to a red state? Well, then you need to talk to Rebecca Bextel at Compass Real Estate. Her phone number is 307-699-3519. She is an expert in the real estate market in Wyoming. She sold everything from giant ranches to small residential properties all across the state of Wyoming. She's lived in Jackson for almost 20 years, and last year she sold $25 million worth of property. Now, let's say you've moved to a red state, and it turns out the county that you picked is the only liberal county in the entire state of Wyoming. So you figured out the best deal for you is to sell out and actually move to Wyoming. Well, then you should give Rebecca Bextel a call on that one as well. Again, her phone number is 307-699-3519.
This is Steve Johnson seeking the House District 8 seat in the Wyoming legislature. Governor Gordon vetoed the only meaningful property tax relief bill to come out of the session. One of the two bills the governor did sign requires you to produce your 1040. Those two signed bills are nothing more than deceptive electioneering. Say no to Greenhouse Gordon and the current Republican leadership. Vote for change. Steve Johnson, a righteous Republican for House District 8, August 20th. We are citizens, not subjects.
Paid for by Johnson for Wyoming.
Cowboy State Politics is also brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or maybe a giant warehouse for your property, the two guys you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. They're the experts in metal building construction, and they've been doing it longer than anybody else. So just give Nick and Jesse a call, 307-674-2532. Or you can check them out at MortonBuildings.com. The Buffalo Wool Company makes the finest socks that I've ever put on my feet. And contrary to popular belief, wool is not just for those cold winter Wyoming days. Wool socks will keep you cool and dry even in the hottest of summer days. So to get you a pair, go to their website, TheBuffaloWoolCO.com. Trust me, you're not going to be disappointed. And now, back to our program. When was that event down in Carbon County?
That was in early February, I believe February 5th, if I'm not mistaken, 5th or 6th.
Now, I wasn't at that event. You were, Joey, so why don't you tell our listeners exactly what happened there?
Well, that was an event to celebrate a local legend, former legislator, former mayor, and all-around good guy, well-loved individual named Teens Wilford. It was not a political event at all. Harriet Hageman did show up, as she is a close personal friend of Teens Wilford. Teens was a legislator at the same time Harriet's dad was a legislator. This was back in the days of the hitching post, so a lot of the kids knew a lot of the other legislators because they hung out at the hotel where, you know, their legislator parent would stay, and they would meet and hang out with all the other legislators, and it is what it is. And I don't know that I've been to an event in Saratoga where Harriet's been present, where Teens Wilford wasn't there introducing Harriet. That's a close personal relationship. And this was kind of a personal, private, well, it was open to the public, of course, but it was a celebration of an individual, not a political event, necessarily. Now, people were there who are interested in politics. Harriet did speak mostly about her relationship with Teens and his family and their history. And of course, there was some Wyoming history and legislative talk involved in that. Reisner did give a short speech. It was political. And then they started taking some pictures. And a lot of the pictures that showed up on Facebook that, again, got people thinking, is this an endorsement? Not just because of the picture, but because the campaign logo is added to the picture and the captions that go with these things. So in the first one, Donald Trump, it's misleading because there is no caption really clarifying. But on these other ones, it was, you know, Wyoming Congressional Delegation 2024, making it look like either Harriet is endorsing, supporting, or running with Reed Reisner. And that was my initial impression. There was no question in my mind. That is what is being said to me as I read this. Now, it's interesting that you brought up the Donald Trump endorsement that you got on Facebook Messenger. because if you go to the pictures on Mr. Reisner's Facebook page to the December 19th, 2023 photo, there is no caption. It is still just the picture with him and Donald Trump, and it says endorsement. It doesn't say Reed Reisner endorses Donald Trump. So that misleading or questionable, concerning, whatever we're going to call it, media is still up there, and not all of the attempts that Mr. Reisner has made to put these things out there have been addressed, removed, or, I don't know, retitled. And there are pictures of him, the same kind of side-by-side graphic of him and Donald Trump in pictures going all the way back to October 20th that don't say endorsement. So why all of a sudden it had to change to an endorsement photo of Reed Reisner endorsing Donald Trump, I don't know. But it seemed like it was being billed as the same thing as the Harriet photo of, we're doing this together, we're all on the same team, they support me, and you should believe it.
Okay. Now, the posts that Joey is referring to, they are available also at the website, and you can find them attached to the attached to the cease and desist letter from the Hageman campaign that was sent to Reed Reisner. We'll get to that in a minute, but I just want to be able to point out to you where you can find these posts at the website. So they're all attached to that cease and desist letter. And one of them, and this one's not dated, but the top of the post says, "Hang on, Harriet, I'm on my way. Wyoming Congressional Delegation 2024 is getting stronger. The quote, the establishment doesn't stand a chance in hell." That's what the post says, and the picture attached is a picture of Reed Reisner, Harriet Hageman, and Teents Wilford. That's the only thing that the post says. So if you read that, while it doesn't say the word endorsement, it might lead one to believe that, it says the 2024 congressional delegation. So it might lead you to believe that there's an endorsement there. So on the posts, the word endorsement does not appear in any of the text, at least the ones related to Harriet Hageman. It's a variety of different posts, a variety of different language, but all of them might lead somebody to believe that there's some sort of connection between the two candidates. The Harriet Hageman posts that I'm referring to are attached to the cease and desist letter that is already at cowboystatepolitics.com. You just scroll to the bottom, and there's several different posts that Harriet Hageman's campaign objected to. Now let's talk about the actual cease and desist letter. Now, the first email was sent back in February, and then on May 2nd, the Hageman campaign had their lawyer draft a cease and desist letter, and it was sent to the Reed Reisner campaign. Now remember, that's May 2nd. The letter was sent to three email addresses, and if you go to cowboystatepolitics.com and pull the letter, you'll see where I've redacted the actual email addresses. But you can clearly see that there were three of them listed, one of which was to the Reed Reisner campaign email address. The letter was also sent to a P.O. box in Mills, Wyoming. So snail mail and email. On May 4th, when Reed Reisner talked to Leo Wolfson at the Cow Pie, he claimed that he had not received a cease and desist letter. As far as the hard copy snail mail version goes, that's probably true. Considering wherever it was sent from, it probably takes more than 2 days to get to Mills, Wyoming. From the letter itself, you can't tell if it was FedExed overnight or if it was just put in an envelope and dropped in a mailbox. The email version of the cease and desist letter, however, is a very different story. You see, emails get transmitted almost instantly, and one of the email addresses, according to the Hageman for Wyoming campaign, that letter was sent to was the compliance officer. You see, federal campaigns are a little bit different than state-level offices. You have to have somebody that manages your compliance with all FEC regulations. So as of May 4th, the published date of the article on the Cow Pie, there's only a couple of possibilities. Either A, Reed Reisner doesn't check his email more than a couple of times a week, or B, his compliance officer isn't in all that constant of contact with Reed Reisner. Option C is that he did receive the cease and desist letter in one of the three email addresses associated with the Reed Reisner campaign. But let's for a moment assume that as of May 4th, Reed Raisner had not seen a cease and desist letter until it was sent to him by Leo Wolfson of the Cowpie. On May 10th, I attended a campaign event in Sheridan, Wyoming that was hosted by Reed Raisner. And we had a brief discussion about the cease and desist letter. I also asked him about the Donald Trump posts, you know, the graphic that says endorsement across it. And let's talk about those for just a second. I first received them in a Facebook Messenger message. I went way back in all of the messages and found the original one. Now, the first screenshot that you can see at cowboystatepolitics.com is what it looked like in the first message. It's a graphic of Reed Raisner and Donald Trump, and across the front of it, it says endorsement. The graphic itself is a link to a Facebook post. So if you don't click on the link, which I normally don't do when I'm sent links to all sorts of different things, you would just assume that that was an endorsement of Reed Raisner from Donald Trump, because there's no context applied to the graphic. It's just a picture. When you click on the link that was sent to me in Facebook Messenger, it goes to a Facebook post that then says, quote, Reed W. Raisner officially endorses Donald J. Trump for president. Read more. Today, United States Senate candidate in Wyoming, Reed Raisner, formally endorses Donald J. Trump for president of the United States of America, etc., etc. And then the third link on the show content page is the full Facebook post where you can read everything. But the question is, what would you assume from the very beginning and if you didn't click on the link in the original Facebook message? I asked Reed about that at the May 10th event in Sheridan, Wyoming. Here it is.
Okay, so even I looked at it and was like, well, how the heck did he get an endorsement from Donald Trump? So I start looking at it and I can't find anything. So then I go back, I'm like, well, click the drop-down arrow, and then it says, the first line Reed Raisner endorses Trump or something
Reed
like that.
Reed Raisner endorses, the first line, I can look at the post, I know what it says.
Okay, but that's not the original one I saw, all I'm telling you. Secondly, I spoke to Harriet myself, and she told me that she sent you a cease and desist.
I still have not received it. I received it from Leo, and he emailed me and said, you have 30 minutes to respond. And I said, 30 minutes to respond to what? And he goes, a cease and desist. And so I picked up the phone and I called him. And I said, what cease and desist are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, the one Harriet sent you. And I said, I don't have a cease and desist. And this was like on May 4th. Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, I have it. And so he sent it to me. And that's how I received it.
He says he still, on May 10th, had not received a cease and desist letter from Hageman for Wyoming. So now it's a full 6 days since the original Cowpie article was published, and it's a full 8 days since the original letter was sent from Harriet Hageman's campaign to the Reed Raisner campaign. And it's a full 95 days since the Hageman campaign initially expressed their desire for him to remove the posts off of Facebook on February 5th. So let's go back to our three options. Option A, he didn't get the snail mail version of it, but that's increasingly less likely since it's a full 8 days since it was sent. Or B, he doesn't check his email all that often. And if that one is true, that means he doesn't check his email more than once a week. I'll leave it to you to decide. But it's like I said in my first report on this whole matter. Perception in politics is everything. And you can decide for yourself what you think of the whole matter. Now that we have all of the documents, all of the Facebook posts, and the letters, and again, all of them are at the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, so that you can read them for yourself and make up your own mind. Next week on the program, we're going to have more insights into all of these campaigns, as Cowboy State Politics and the Independence Network have obtained all of the voter registration histories and voting histories from the 2016 cycle to the present day. So there's a lot of stuff to be gleaned out of all of those records, and be sure that I'm going to bring it to you on Cowboy State Politics. Already, there's some very interesting items that we've been able to find. Democrats trying to pull the wool over your eyes and convince you that they are Republicans, to folks being registered in other states at the same time they were voting in Wyoming elections. Lots of election fun and games. Well, that'll about do it for today's installment of the program. Have a good rest of your weekend, and we'll talk again on Monday when we're going to have an interview with Representative Rachel Rodriguez-Williams. Remember to subscribe and follow the podcast. That way you can be notified every single time there's a brand new episode of Cowboy State Politics. You can do that at the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, or anywhere that you get your podcasts. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Studio, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.